Today we celebrate our 32nd anniversary of this church.
今天我们庆祝教会成立32周年。
It is also mark the 10th year we move into this new sanctuary.
也是纪念我们搬进这个新堂10年。
所以我们用腓立比书来跟大家分享。
So now we share with you from the book of Philippians.
虽然我是用中文讲道。
Although I'll be preaching in Chinese.
但是我总是怎么讲 ？Treat English congregation first.
我是把英文崇拜看成第一。
所以先讲两句英文，让 Ansa 练习他的国语。
So I can practice my Chinese.
腓立比书是保罗他在监狱当中所写的一封书信。
Philippians is a letter Paul wrote from prison.
腓立比的教会跟他有非常亲密的关系。
The church at Philippi has a very close relation with Paul.
所以当他写这封书信的时候
，So when he wrote this letter，
你可以说他有一个非常复杂的心情。
You can say he has a very complex feelings inside.
这是他所有侍奉的教会当中唯一的教会给他奉献。
Of all the churches that he has served in, this is the only church that has given him financial support.
并不是别的教会不愿意奉献给他。
It's not that the other churches were unwilling to support him.
相反的是保罗不太敢不太愿意接受他们的奉献。
Contrary, it was Paul who asked them not to support him.
像哥林多教会要奉献给他保罗拒绝接受。
For example, the church in Corinth wanted to support Paul financially, but he refused their support.
他对腓立比的教会有特别的爱。
But he has a special fondness for the church in Philippi.
所以刚才所读的经文第三节就这样说。
So in the scripture that we read in verse 3 of chapter 1,
我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
Paul says that I thank my God every time I remember you.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
对于一个传道人来说
To a preacher,
没有比这个是更大的安慰。
There's no bigger comfort.
当他想到他的会众
When he thinks of his sheep,
想到他的教会
Think of his church,
他能够常常欢欢喜喜的祈求
That he can pray with joy.
我们教会到今天32年
Our church has been in existence for 32 years.
我们不但有两位过去的主任牧师
We have had two senior pastors.
焦元年牧师
Pastor Stephen Chu.
李秀全牧师
Pastor Molly Lee
我们有过去一些其他的教牧同工现在在别的地方侍奉
And we have other pastoral staff serving all over the world
包括下个月来到我们当中的戴季中牧师
Including Jamie Taylor who will be with us next month
现在在奥地利维也纳的乌兹坦牧师
Reverend David Wu and Esther who are now in Austria
现在在香港的李卓明牧师
Pastor Raymond Lee, who is in Hong Kong.
还有现在在Wisconsin, 那个 Wisconsin Milwaukee 的左传道。
And we also have Andy Zhuo, who is in Wisconsin.
你可以想象一件事情吗
？So can you imagine this?
这一些过去在我们当中侍奉的牧者
，These shepherds who were with us in the past.
当他想到我们教会。
When they think of our church,
想到我们教会的会员的时候
when they think of you and me,
他心里能够欢欢喜喜的吗
Will their hearts be filled with joy?
他能够常常想到你们就感谢他的神吗
Will they be able to praise God every time they pray for us?
如果是的话
If it is so,
这将给这一位传道者何等大的安慰
Then these will bring great comfort to those pastoral staff.
当我想到我们 Boston 教会的时候
When I think of us here
至少我是完全一样的心情
I can identify with Paul
我每逢想到你们的时候
Every time I remember you
我感谢神
I thank God
神在我们教会当中的恩典
The grace of God upon us
神让我所经历到的
What God has allowed me to experience
我真的是可以欢欢喜喜的祈求
I can indeed pray with joy
所以在这篇信息当中前半段是保罗为这个教会的感谢
So in this message, you can see in the beginning, Paul was giving thanksgiving for the church.
他为什么为这个教会感谢?
Why did he give thanksgiving?
第一件事情,
First,
在第五节他说, 因为从头一天直到如今, 你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
In verse 5, he says, Because of your partnership in the gospel with me from the first day until now.
他的感谢是因为这个教会是在福音上跟保罗同工的。
He thanked God because this church partners with Paul in the work of the gospel.
对于波士顿教会，我有同样的这种感觉。I
have the same feeling towards our church here in Boston.
如果我们当中对我有一点认识的人都知道。If
you know me a little bit better,
你知道我平常，或者说来我们波士顿教会之前，我一向是一个巡回布道的。
You know that before I came to Boston, I was an itinerant preacher traveling all over.
所以福音布道是我的负担。
So it is my calling and burden to go and preach the gospel.
我们波士顿教会在过去经历到神的恩典和祝福。
Our church here has received the grace and mercy of God.
过去的10年当中,
In the past decade,
我们人数增加 80%。
Our congregation has increased by number by almost 80%.
虽然在过去的10年当中,
and even though in the past decade,
Boston地区的中国人增加了 50%,
the Chinese population around Boston increased about 50%.
所以我们人数的增加是比人口增加多一点。
So the growth in our church surpassed the growth in the Chinese population.
可是我知道一件事情,
but I know one thing.
我们在福音的果效上看见神的祝福。
We see God blessing our work of evangelism.
不是因为我是一个布道者。
It's not because of what I can do as a preacher.
事实上在过去的6年当中,
In fact, in the past 6 years,
我们办布道会比以往都少。
We've indeed planned and organized less amount of evangelistic meetings.
说得更白一点。
Or to be more blunt,
我们过去6年没有办过一次布道会。
We have not had a real evangelical meeting.
过去我们一年有一次两次的布道会。
Yes, in the past year, we might have messages centered on the gospel.
自从我来以后, 我们就没有办过任何一次布道会。
But we have not had any real gospel meetings.
我们是有福音营。
Yes, we have the gospel camp.
我们也有其他的, 个人布道的工作。
Yes, we have personal evangelism.
我喜欢说的是一件事情,
but what I'm trying to say is this.
因为我们教会许多弟兄姊妹跟传道同工, 我们是在福音上同工的。
Because many of you are partners with us pastoral staff in the gospel work.
因为弟兄姊妹的同心合意兴旺福音, 所以很多人在这里信主。
Because we are united in the work of the gospel, many have come to know Christ here.
如果一个教会依赖那一个牧师和传道人,
If a church relies only on the senior pastor,
盼望这个牧师是一个好像 Billy Graham做教会的主任牧师的话,
like putting their hopes on their senior pastor as if he was Billy Graham,
因此教会人数就一定会增加的话,
and because of that, our church can grow.
不一定如此。
It's not always so.
所以 Billy Graham从来没有做过主任牧师。
So you would notice that Billy Graham has never been a senior pastor.
因为他知道。
And you would know,
如果他做主任牧师的话,
if he were to become a senior pastor,
全教会人什么都不要做了,
all the members of the church will do nothing.
我们就看他就好了。
We just want to see him perform.
可是福音的工作是需要大家一起同心合意做的。
The work of the gospel needs all of us.
对, 因此我为你们感谢主。
And that's why I praise God.
Boston教会是人人传福音的教会。
The church in Boston, all the members participate in the work of the gospel.
也许有些人并不一定用你的口把福音的道理讲得清清楚楚的。
For some of you, you may not be able to share the word of the gospel very clearly with your words.
但是你的确把你的朋友、把你的同学、把你的家人带到教会来。
But you do try to bring your friends, your co-workers, your family members to church.
我们彼此配搭。
And that's how we can work together.
有人在主日学的当中, 在牧道班里面做教导的工作。
Some will teach in the adult Sunday school.
有人 在分区查经的小组里面做一些带领的工作。
Some will lead in local Bible studies and fellowships.
有人做爱心关怀的工作。
Some participate in the love and caring ministry.
教牧同工做比较多讲台上的教导工作。
The pastoral staff may emphasize more on the pulpit ministry.
因为我们在福音上彼此的配搭。
Because we are partners in the gospel.
我们看见神的恩典和祝福。
We see the blessings of God.
所以我为你们感谢主。
That's why I thank God.
我今年特别感谢主的一件事情。
For this year, I especially give thanks to God.
如果大家注意到的话，
If you noticed,
今年我们有两次福音主日。
This year we have two gospel Sundays.
我自己在华人教会长大。
I've grown up in the Chinese church.
中国教会，蛮多教会都有所谓的福音主日这种的传统。
Many Chinese churches have Gospel Sundays or the tradition.
就是某一个礼拜天早上，好像那边像是一个小型的布道会一样。
And that is for that particular Sunday, the whole service is oriented to the gospel.
但据我所知道
，But from what I know,
中国教会当中的英文堂很少有福音主日的。
Among the Chinese churches, the English service very rarely has Gospel Sundays.
也许我有一个错觉。
Or maybe this is a wrong impression on my part.
好像中国教会英文堂都不太传福音的。
That the English congregation do not evangelize in the Chinese churches.
中国教会在美国，他们办布道会，办福音营。
For the Chinese churches in America, they have gospel meetings, they have gospel camps.
在中文堂里面。
Among the Chinese congregation.
英文堂通常好像是都不动的。
But seemingly the English congregation do not participate.
我们就不要传福音。
Seemingly they don't want to spread the gospel.
或者说不需要传福音。
Or they don't need to share the gospel.
多生几个就可以了。
You just have to give birth to some more.
因为爸爸妈妈基督徒生出来就是小基督徒。
Because if the parents are Christians, their children become Christians.
所以英文堂怎么成长呢？
So how does the English congregation grow?
父母多生一点。
By biological growth.
所以这是我到很多地方，到中国教会去开布道会的时候。
So when I travel to other Chinese churches in America and have to hold evangelical meetings,
我常常会问那个主任牧师。
I would often ask the senior pastor.
礼拜五晚上布道会。
We're going to have an evangelical meeting Friday night.
你们的英文堂在干什么？
What's the English congregation going to do at that time?
他们还是一样的 program.
Oh, they have their own programs.
还是在不管是小组查经或者在玩。
Maybe they have small group Bible study or they go out.
有少数的教会，他们同时有英文的布道会在进行。
A small minority will also have an English gospel meeting at the same time.
今年我们教会开始有两次福音主日。
This year our church had two gospel Sundays.
不是我提的。
I did not originate the idea.
是英文堂建议的。
It came from the English congregation.
他们说，庄牧师，我们可以有两个礼拜天特别做福音布道吗？
They asked Pastor Zhuang, can we have two gospel Sundays?
Sure, 当然可以了。
Of course.
因为以我的负担来讲，我当然盼望有，而且可以有各种的福音的事工。
Because my personal burden is that we will have lots more of these.
我非常感谢主。
I truly thank God.
不是只有中文堂积极地传福音。
That it's not just the Chinese congregation sharing the good news.
英文堂也看见传福音的重要性。
The English congregation also sees the importance.
这是我为教会感谢的第一点。
This is what I give thanks to God for.
第二点。
Secondly,
保罗为腓立比教会的感谢是第六节。
In verse 6,
保罗说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
I'm confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ.
换句话说，
In other words,
保罗看见神在腓立比教会的信徒当中已经开始做了一些工作了。
Paul witnessed the beginning of God's work among the church in Philippi.
包括他们传福音的工作。
Including their participation in the work of the gospel.
但是也包括在信徒的生命中所做的改变的工作。
But it also includes the transforming of lives in that church.
因此保罗为他们感谢。
So Paul gave thanks for them.
而且满心的欢喜。
And he was filled with joy.
也就是说，神在你们身上已经开始的工作。
That God had began a good work in you.
神会继续的完成它。
And he will continue and carry it to completion.
神在你们生命中所做的塑造的工作。
The molding work of God in your life.
神已经开始了。
Has begun.
可是还没有完成。
But it's not fulfilled.
但他有信心神会完成他的。
But he has faith that God will complete the work.
如果弟兄姊妹在这里比较久的话，
For those of you who've been with this church for a while,
也许你听过我讲过腓立比书第二章。
Maybe you have heard me preach on Philippians chapter 2.
抱歉，以弗所书第二章第十节。
I'm sorry, it was Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
提到说我们是神的工作。
There it will mention we are God's workmanship.
中文的翻译不太好，应该说我们是上帝的作品。
Or we can say we are a special work of God.
我们是上帝的杰作。
We are His masterpiece.
但是那边的动词是我们在基督耶稣里被渐渐塑造而成的。
But there we were told that we are being created to do good works is in continual sense.
也就是说每个基督徒在神的心目中我们是上帝的艺术杰作。
In other words, each one of us is an artistic masterpiece of God.
可是没有几个基督徒敢把自己看为上帝的艺术杰作。
But perhaps very few of us will imagine ourselves as a masterpiece of God.
你早上起来，今天早上起来你看镜子的时候，
When you got up this morning and you looked into the mirror,
你在刷牙，你在化妆，
as you are brushing your teeth or putting on your makeup,
你看到你在镜子的你自己，
you see your own reflection.
你会对你自己说，我是上帝的艺术杰作吗？
Would you comment to yourself, "Wow, I am a creation, a masterpiece of God"?
或者说，我的眼睛为什么这个比这个大？
Or you would say, "Why is one of my eyes bigger than the other one?"
我的白头发又出来了。
Oh, I've got more white hair.
啊，我的皱纹。
All my wrinkles.
有多少人每天早上起来看着镜子会说，我是上帝的艺术杰作？
How many will look in the mirror in the morning and say, I am God's masterpiece?
你说上帝，你搞错了。
Or we might say, God, maybe you made a mistake.
你怎么把我搞成这个样子呢？
Why did you make me like this?
保罗的祷告是什么？
But what is the prayer of Paul?
保罗的感谢是什么？
What was the thanksgiving of Paul?
保罗的感谢是说，是的，你们是上帝的艺术杰作。
He says, "Yes, we are God's artistic masterpiece."
只是尚未完工。
It's just that He is not finished with us.
所以，如果你觉得你不像上帝的艺术杰作
，So if you feel you are not yet a masterpiece,
你可以在任何一个地方挂个牌子。
You can hang up the sign all over the house.
你可以贴在你的镜子上。
Or on the mirror.
如果你每次看到自己越来越不相信你是上帝的艺术杰作的话，
To remind yourself when you can't believe that God is working in you.
贴个字条提醒你自己。
Remind yourself by a note.
我是上帝的艺术杰作。
I am a masterpiece of God.
只是尚未完工。
It's just that it's not finished.
请多包涵。
Please be patient.
特别你自己要，你对你自己要有点包涵。
Especially you have to be more patient with yourself.
可能你也可以请你旁边的弟兄姊妹多多包涵。
Or you can ask the brothers and sisters around you to be more forgiving.
我们会成为上帝的艺术杰作。
We are not there yet.
因为那已经开始动了这善工的。
Because God who has began this work.
他会成全这工的。
He will carry it to completion.
保罗有这个信心。
Paul has this faith.
他知道信徒是不完美的。
He knows that we are not.
他知道教会有问题。
He knows there are problems in the church.
他还是可以欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Yet he can still be filled with joy.
因为他相信神。
Because his trust is in God.
他不是相信这些信徒都很好。
He is not trusting that all these believers will be good themselves.
他相信这位神，他能够成全这工。
His trust that God can complete the work.
这是他的感谢。
This is his thanksgiving.
过去这么多年。
In the past years.
我在这边只有六年。
I've only been here 6 years.
如果你有个孩子六岁的话。
If you have a child who's 6 years old.
六岁的孩子已经还不错了。
It's probably not too bad.
所以我想我现在的心情跟我三年前不太一样。
So I think today I'm different than I was 3 years ago.
三年以前。
3 years ago.
我在教会只有三年。
I've been here only 3 years.
任何人有三岁孩子的人做爸爸妈妈的都不会太高兴的。
Those parents with 3-year-old children knows the difficulties.
因为你有一些 trouble 2, trouble 3的孩子。
They may have their particular personalities.
所以有时候父母如果两三岁的孩子很可爱的时候也很可爱，讨厌的时候也很讨厌。
So for parents with children in that age, you find them to be in one way so lovely and in the other way so aggravating.
当你孩子六岁的时候。
But when your children become 6 years old.
孩子比较成熟一点。
They become a little bit more mature.
更可爱一点。
Become more loving.
比较不乖的时候也比较少一点。
And perhaps less aggravating.
父母开始觉得有一点点成就感了。
And the parents have a little sense of fulfillment.
当然，教员的牧师在这边更久。
Of course, Pastor Chu has been here longer.
我意思说他在这边七年，不过他在我们教会是32年前的事情。
Even though he was with us for 7 years, but that's over 30 years ago.
如果你要请教员的牧师对我们教会提一个评语的话
，If you ask Pastor Chu to come back and give us a word of comment,
好像一个父亲看到自己32岁的儿子的时候，一定是充满的骄傲的。
Like a father seeing his son that's 30 years old, he will be proud.
所以牧者对于自己的教会的那种感情感受有的时候是跟这个时间有点关系的。
So I believe that how a pastor feels about his congregation depends on how long he has been with them.
但有一点是一样的。
But one thing remains the same.
看见信徒在成长的时候。
As we see the believers growing.
他都是欢欢喜喜的。
We are filled with joy.
他已经看见了一些。
We have witnessed the beginning.
他知道好戏还在后头。
You know the best part is yet to come.
还会更好。
It will become even better.
因为这是神要做的工作。
Because this is what God will do.
第三个。
Third.
保罗的感谢是什么呢？
What was Paul's thanksgiving?
他的感谢是因为信徒跟保罗之间有一个很深厚的这种感情。
He is giving thanks to God because the believers in Philippi has this intimate relation with him.
第七节他这样说。
In verse 7 he says,
因为你们藏在我的心里。
You are always in my heart.
很有意思。我们中文圣经翻译成说因为你们在我的心里。
The Chinese translation in particular mentions that you are in my heart.
那么最普通的 NIV 新国际版的翻译也是英文也是说你在我心里
and the New International Version also translates this as I have you in my heart
但是有另外两种英文的版本呢翻译成不一样的字
but there are other English translations
他们翻译成什么呢
how did they translate this
因为我在你们心里
he says I am in your heart
到底是保罗的心中常常有这些信徒呢还是信徒的心中常常有保罗呢
So is it Paul in their hearts or they are in Paul's heart?
其实这个希腊文的原文的两种翻译都可以的
In the original Greek, you can translate it either way
所以因此有的翻译是说你们这些信徒藏在我保罗的心里
So for some translations, they emphasize that these believers are in the hearts of Paul.
有的翻译本是翻译说，因为我保罗常常在你们信徒的心里。
But in other translations, they could just as well emphasize that Paul was in the hearts of these believers.
就好像有一条中国歌
It's like this Chinese song.
提到夫妻
Talking about a husband and wife.
好像夫妻两个，一个男的，一个女的，一两坨泥巴。
They describe them as like two piles of mud.
你的泥中有我，我的泥中有你。
In this pile of mud, there's some traces of you and vice versa.
或者说，结婚的时候就是两坨泥巴混成一团就是了。
It's like when you're getting married, you throw these two mud piles together.
所以我当中有你，你当中有我。
So there's some of you in me and some of me in you.
所以我常常在婚前辅导的时候提醒要结婚的年轻人。
So in my premarital counseling sessions with those about to get married.
从结婚以后。
after you get married.
但也不能说你的我的。
You can't say yours and mine.
只有我们的。
It's ours.
避免婆媳问题最好的方法是,
the best way to avoid problems with mother-in-law.
太太不要对丈夫说, 你吗?
The wife should never say your mother.
你要说, 哎呀, 我们的妈。
You should say our mother.
当你开始用我们的妈开始来形容你的婆婆的时候, 事情就好了一半了。
When you use our mother to describe your mother-in-law, the problem is solved 50%.
保罗的心中常常纪念这些信徒。
In Paul's heart, he is filled with these believers.
但这信徒的心中也常常有保罗。
But the believers also have Paul in their hearts.
所以因此保罗欢欢喜喜地为他们祈求。
That's why Paul can give thanks with joy.
我相信 过去这些已经离开我们的牧师传道人,
I truly believe that those pastoral staff that has left us,
他们常常在心中有你们。
In their hearts, they often think of us all.
我也相信我们当中很多弟兄姊妹心中常常纪念他们。
And I also believe that many of you think of them very often.
当然如果有哪些人不在你心中的话,
of course, if there are certain of them who are not in your heart,
可能因为你来得比较晚。
Maybe you arrive here somewhat late.
所以你不认识他嘛?
So you don't know them.
所以你不太容易心里面常常纪念他。
So it's difficult for you to put them in your hearts.
不过有机会他们回来的时候,
but when there are opportunities for them to come back,
你可以认识他们。
You can get to know them.
把他们放在你的心中, 放在你的祷告中。
So that you can put them in your hearts and in your prayers.
这会给一个传道的人
This will bring great comfort to those who have dedicated their lives to God.
所以为波士顿教会,
so I can identify with Paul and give thanks to God for us here.
但是第9节到第11节,
but from verse 9 to 11, it became an intercessory prayer again. Even though the church in Philippi was wonderful, but it seems from these verses that Paul is not completely satisfied. Perhaps we shouldn't say he is not satisfied. Perhaps we should say his wish is for them to become even better. And you can see this from this prayer. I really believe that we are pretty good.
是中国人的说法。
This is the Chinese saying.
如果美国人的说法是, 我们波士顿教会非常好。
If it's the American saying, we'll say our church is very good.
这是文化的不同。
This is difference in culture.
我在芝加哥读神学院的时候,
when I was studying theology in Chicago,
我们谈到文化的不同。
We talked about differences in culture.
我们就谈到丈夫如何对待他的妻子。
We talked about how husbands treat their wives.
我们就举个例子说, 如果我们请人家到我们家吃饭,
so we gave an example. If we invite someone to come to our house for a meal,
丈夫怎么说?
How do the husbands say?
美国同学这样说,
the American students say,
哇, 这是我太太做的最好吃的食物。
This is the best food that my wife can prepare.
然后对他的太太说,
and then he would say to his wife,
honey, you are so good.
Honey, you are so good.
那就问我们中国人怎么讲?
How would the Chinese express the same thing?
我们中国人是这样讲的。
The Chinese would say it like this.
哎呀, 实在是我们家也很脏。
Our homes are filthy.
哎呀, 东西也不太好吃。
The food is not very good.
哎呀, 请你多多包涵。
Please forgive us.
美国人看看我们, 哇, 你敢对你太太这样说吗?
And our Western friends look at us and say, how can you say that to your wife?
菜又不是你做的, 你还说做菜的不好吃?
You didn't even prepare the meal, so how can you criticize?
房子也不是你清洁, 你还说房子不太脏?
You did not clean up the house, so why would you say the house is filthy?
然后一个日本女同学举起手发言。
And then this female Japanese student, she raised her hand and she said something.
对我们日本人来说
，said for us Japanese，
刚才中国同学所说的，对我们已经是太好了。
What the Chinese student has just said is already a compliment for us。
我们就问的日本同学说，那你们日本人怎么说
？And we were amazed at what would the Japanese say。
他说我们日本的丈夫会这样说
，The Japanese husbands will say。
今天是我很笨的太太做了一些很 lousy 的一件食物。
I'm glad I'm not Japanese.
我们说你在开玩笑。
We thought she was joking.
日本人不可能对着别人说我太太是一个笨了太太。
How can the Japanese husband say to others?My wife is dumb and she cannot prepare food very well.
那个日本女同学非常严肃、很正经地说：“是的，我们日本丈夫是这样说的。”
And our Japanese student says, "Yes, they will say it like that."
我们的嘴巴呢？啊，真的是牙都要掉了。
So we dropped our jaws.
文化是很不一样的。
So we have different cultures.
所以我们中国呢，都是在中间的。
So for the Chinese, we tend to be in the middle.
我们不像美国人那么样的可以说 ，Oh, we are so good, 那么好。
We perhaps do not over exaggerate like our Western friends.
我们也不像日本人。
We are not like the Japanese.
哇、oh, ，不是批评自己，去批评别人，那么严重。
They do not criticize themselves, but others.
但是，虽然我们教会还不错
，Even though we are pretty good.
一定还有可以改善的地方。
There are many ways that we can improve.
所以保罗的祷告是什么
？So this is Paul's prayer.
保罗的代祷分四个方面。
He prayed for them in four different ways.
第一
，First，
第九节
，Verse 9。
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
And this is my prayer that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
他不是说腓立比教会没有爱心哦。
He's not saying that the church in Philippi lacks love.
这个教会很有爱心的。
They already have lots of love.
如果你看腓立比书的最后
，especially if you read the end of Philippians.
他称赞腓立比教会，就是说你们的爱心、你们的奉献，实在是让我消受不了啊。
You will see Paul praising them for their love and their support for him.
但他祷告是希望你们的爱心更增加。
But here he prays for them that their love may abound.
爱心怎么样增加
？How does your love increase or abound？
我不知道你有没有想过，怎么样让你的爱心可以增加一点
？Have we ever considered how can we increase our love？
很多太太对丈夫的抱怨就是这样。
Many wives complain to their husbands。
你对我的爱变了。
Your love for me has changed。
二十年前我们第一次见面的时候
，Some 20 years ago when we first met。
在那个月黑风高的夜晚
，In that moonlit sky，
你的爱心好大哦
，Your love for me was so great。
那天我好冷
，I remember that night I was so cold。
你脱下你的外套
，You took off your jacket。
你里面穿短袖的
，You had short sleeves on。
你就套在我的身上
，But you gave your jacket to me。
我身体很软和。
Yes, I was warm outwardly.
我的心更软和。
But my heart was even warmer.
所以我就一辈子跟你了。
And so I decided to marry you.
二十年后。
But 20 years later.
外面风好大。
It's blowing very hard outside.
你都不理我。
You don't even pay attention to me.
你的爱心到哪里去了
？Where is your love?
中国人说法是比较粗一点说法是你的爱心被狗吃了。
Did your love get eaten by our dog?
你的爱变质了。
Our love diminished.
那的丈夫呢，就只能很委屈地说。
And the husband feels he is being misjudged.
我实在不知道二十年前为什么会做那种事情。
I truly can't say why I did that 20 years ago.
现在我不觉得我爱心变了。
I don't feel that my love for you have diminished.
只是我和爱心好像都给光了。
But it seems that all my love has been given away.
孩子要爱。
The children demands love.
小狗一回家也跟我摇尾巴。
Our pets demand love.
好像都给光了，碰到你的时候，我已经没有了。
So when I come to you, my love is gone.
好吧，我像挤牙膏一样再挤一点给你好了。
Okay, I would like squeeze myself like squeezing the toothpaste.
难道这叫做爱心多而又多是这样的方法吗？
Is that the meaning of our love abounding?
不是这样子的。No.
保罗说，爱心怎么样多而又多呢？ How can we let our love abound according to Paul?
要在知识上和见识上。
We have to build that on knowledge and insight.
什么叫做知识？
What is knowledge?
难道去神学院上个课，你的爱心就比较多？
Do we have to go to seminary in order for our love to increase?
不是那个意思。
It's not that.
不过也的确是。 对于属灵的真理的知识越多，你的爱心会比较多的。
But truly, the more we know of spiritual knowledge, we can increase in love.
你说怎么会呢？
You say, how can that be?
如果你越知道神的爱，
If you know more of the love of God,
你越看见你里面的罪，
The more you see the sin within you,
你越看见神对你的赦免，
The more you understand the forgiveness of God,
你对别人就会多一份耐心，
The more love you can have for others,
你会多一点宽恕，
You will have more forgiveness.
你不能够宽恕人的原因是什么？
Why is it you cannot forgive others?
你不知道你欠神多少。
Because you do not know how much you have owed God.
你不知道你自己有多坏。
You don't know how bad you are.
我们需要这种属灵知识。
We need these spiritual knowledge.
所以你越知道你的爱心就越多的。
So the more you know of this, the more your love will become.
每次夫妻吵架的时候，
Every time when husband and wife get into argument,
通常夫妻双方都看不见自己的缺点的。
Most of the time, you do not see your own errors.
所以很难饶恕。
So you can't forgive.
所以你的话常常是伤人，伤得很厉害的。
So your words wound each other deeply.
你的话像一把刀戳到人家肚子里去。
Your words are like a sharp knife.
还转两三圈才出来了。
After plunging it in, you actually turn it around a few times.
你都不觉得。
You didn't even know.
或者说，我不这样子的话，他不会醒悟过来的。
Or you may even argue, if I don't do it like that, he will never see his error.
属灵的知识帮助我们有一个更真实的爱心。
But spiritual knowledge will help us to build in our love.
什么叫做见识呢？
What is insight?
见识跟属灵的知识不一样。
This is different from knowledge.
属灵的见识是帮助你判断或者做选择。
Spiritual insight helps us to make the right decisions.
我需要爱。
I need love.
我需要饶恕。
I need forgiveness.
可在什么时候，怎么样方式去表达我的爱呢？
So, but at what time and in what occasions do I express this?
需要见识。
You need insight.
所以保罗是这样祷告的。
And that's how Paul prayed for them.
今天很多人都很有爱心。
Today, many of us have love.
可是你的爱好像一把火。 把人烧焦了。
Sometimes our love is like a bonfire and you burn someone up.
很多父母对孩子很有爱心的。
Most parents have love for their children.
可是常常这个爱变成溺爱。
But sometimes this love can be spoiling them.
怎么样能够适当地表达爱？
How can we express love appropriately?
这需要见识。
You need insight.
这是保罗的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Paul.
有一次我在芝加哥听到一个妈妈做这样一个见证。
I heard a mother in Chicago making the following testimony.
这个妈妈是典型的中国妈妈。
This is a typical Chinese mother.
什么叫典型的中国妈妈？
What do you mean by a traditional Chinese mother?
中国妈妈是 very push， 就是会逼孩子做很多事的。
Traditional Chinese mothers are pushy.
逼着孩子读书，
push the children to study，
逼着孩子去学钢琴，
push the children towards musical instruments，
逼着孩子去踢足球，
push them towards sports，
逼着孩子要拿第一名，
push them to get number one，
不但一直催促，
not only do they push，
这个中国妈妈呢，也通常都是照顾得很好的，
they also tend to take care of their children very well，
希望他吃多一点，
wants them to eat more，
他不吃怎么办？
What if they don't eat?
捧着一个碗,
so you take this bowl.
拿一个汤匙,
you take the spoon.
跟着孩子到处跑,
you follow the children everywhere. 再吃一口。
今天中午我们中饭人去看好了。
If you don't believe me, just go down during lunch hour and see.
中国妈妈都是这样子的。
These are the Chinese mothers.
你看过美国妈妈吗？
Have you ever seen the American mothers?
当然我们当时有很多很有爱心的美国妈妈，也许跟我讲的不太一样。
Of course, there are many American mothers who are similar, but you get the drift.
通常的美国妈妈是这样。
The typical American mother.
做一碗饭。
You prepare the food.
你吃。
Eat.
十五分钟吗？
15 minutes.
不吃了。
You finish, okay, and she takes it back.
爱吃就吃，不爱吃拉倒。
You want to eat, eat. If you don't want to, we'll take it away.
做功课，该做就做。
You should do your homework now.
不想做，It's okay.
If you don't want to do it, it's okay.
你不要去哈佛大学吗
？You don't want to go to Harvard?
你要开计程车吗
？You want to drive a taxi cab?
Okay.
That's okay.
十八岁了，你要去做什么都可以。
You're 18 years old. You are an adult. You can make your own decisions.
中国妈妈不可以的。
Not so with the Chinese mothers.
到二十八岁，你还是我的儿子。
Even if you're 28, you're still my son.
即便你已经有另外一个女人了。
Even though you have your own wife.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我是你唯一的女人。
I'm your only woman.
芝加哥那个妈妈哈。
This mother in Chicago.
她儿子也是非常典型的中国儿子。
Has a very typical Chinese son.
中国儿子是怎么样？
How is this typical Chinese son?
很乖。
Doesn't get into trouble.
无论爸妈说什么都是 yes.
Always says yes to his parents.
所以功课很好。
Very good in his studies.
学校里面从来没有麻烦。
Never caused trouble in school.
可是他也从来什么都不会做。
But he doesn't know how to do anything.
他不知道怎么吃饭。
Don't know how to eat.
他不知道怎么收拾衣服。
Doesn't know how to take care of his own clothing.
他甚至连自己的作业都不记得摆进书包里。
Doesn't remember to put the homework into the backpack.
所以常常去学校的时候要交作业，我没有带。
So very often may forget to bring his homework.
这个妈妈呢？
But the mother.
每一天孩子上学以后。
Every time after the son has left for school,
他进到他儿子的房间里。
Will enter the son's room.
他不是偷看他什么东西。
Not that she wants to snoop around.
他只要确定儿子的作业带去了。
Just want to make sure that he brought his homework.
因为如果作业不带去，老师会扣分。
Because if he didn't, he might get points taken off.
中国妈妈最怕孩子被扣分。
Her biggest fear is that he will not get 100%.
因为被扣分就不能拿第一名。
Then you won't get number one.
不能进第一名就不能进哈佛。
You cannot get number one in school, you cannot get into Harvard.
所以他每次要去看。
So every time she would go see.
他每一次都发现他儿子的作业就摆在桌上。
Every time she will find his homework on the desk.
他就赶快把作业拿起来，开着车去他的孩子的高中，替他儿子赶快把作业交了。
So she would bring the homework quickly and drive towards the school.
有一天。
One day,
早上起来
in the morning,
儿子上学了
son has left for school.
他又跟以前一样进到儿子的房间
just like before, she entered the room of her son.
果然看见他儿子的作业就放在桌子上
of course, the homework was on the chair.
不过那天这个妈妈悔改了
but on that day, the mother repented.
我为什么每一天要替我儿子送作业？
Why do I have to bring his homework every day?
假如有一天他到了 Boston 读哈佛大学
If he got into Harvard
然后他忘记带作业
And he forgot to bring his homework
我怎么办？
What am I to do?
我在芝加哥
I would be in Chicago
我要坐飞机去替他送作业吗？
Do I take a plane to bring his homework?
我儿子哪一天才长大呢？
When will he grow up?
那天说他说我不送了。
So on that day, she says, I'm not going to bring his homework.
当他不送的时候，他儿子可能会被处罚。
Of course, there's a chance that her son may get punished.
他说，为了爱他的缘故，总还有一天让他长大吧。
Well, I have to let him learn how to grow up.
三点钟了。
3 p.m.
他女儿跟他儿子同个学校。
Her daughter attends the same school as her son.
女儿从 school bus 下来，冲进家里面。
The daughter came down from the school bus and rushed into the house.
Mom, 你知道哥哥今天怎么了？
Said, Mom, do you know what happened to brother?
妈妈讲，怎么了？
And the mother was very cool. He said, "What? So what?"
他被关了.
He was in detention.
被关什么意思?
What does that mean?
原来那个高中非常懂得儿童心理.
You know, that school knew the psychology of these children.
他们有一个教室.
There's this room.
所有那天犯规的孩子.
Those who have problems with school that day.
不管那天乱讲话.
Maybe with the way you say things.
或者忘记带作业的.
Or maybe you forgot your homework.
通通放在那个教室.
You would go to detention.
那个教室三面都是透明的玻璃.
And for that classroom, surrounded three ways by glass.
那个教室在整个学校 building的最外面.
And it's located at the outermost part of the school.
就在 school bus的停车站.
Right next to the school bus parking lot.
所有要等 school bus的孩子.
Every kid that has to wait for the school bus.
他们一天当中最兴奋的一时刻.
This is their most exciting time for the day.
好像看动物园一样.
It's just like going to the zoo.
看谁被关在里面.
They want to see, oh, who got into detention today.
那天他儿子没有带作业被关在里面.
On that day, her son was put into detention.
就是别人 school bus 走了.
And the school bus left.
一小时以后有另外一班特别的 school bus 再把他送走.
And an hour later, a special bus will bring him home.
所有的同学都看到那一个乖乖牌的中国孩子关在里面.
So all his friends witnessed how this typical traditional Chinese boy got into detention.
他妹妹也看见了.
His sister saw it.
回家告诉妈妈说，妈妈，你为什么没有替他送作业？
Said, "Mom, why didn't you bring his homework?
为什么你不让他被关在里面?
Why did you allow him to go into detention?"
妈妈说，我已经送他，替他送了好几年了。
The mother says, "Well, I've done it for him so many years."
是他忘记带作业，不是我要有责任替他送吧。
Every time he forgets, is it my responsibility?
一小时以后,
an hour later,
儿子回来了,
the son came home.
典型的中国孩子,
typical Chinese son.
头低低的,
his head is bowed.
他没有生气,
he was not angry.
Typical 的典型的中国孩子都不会对妈妈很生气的，这不是典型的中国孩子的。
The typical Chinese boy do not get angry at his mother.
他头低低的，不敢见人。
He didn't want to have eye contact.
进到他的房间,
he went into his room.
把门关起来,
closed the door.
我不知道他在干什么。
I don't know what he was doing.
从第二天开始,
but the next day,
每一天他妈妈可以看见他的上学的书包摆在他的房间门口。
His mother would notice that the school bag will be right next to his door.
每天晚上, 半夜他儿子会起来三次去查他的书包。
Every night around midnight, her son will get up and check his school bag,
生怕他再忘记一次。
To make sure his homework is in the bag.
对妈妈很高兴。
So the mother finally is very happy.
从此以后我不会替我儿子送作业了。
I don't have to drive his homework to school.
当这个妈妈决定不替他送作业的时候, 那需要见识。
That day when the mother decided she's not going to take his homework, we call that insight.
如果没有见识,
if there's no insight,
你是蛮有爱心的,
you can be filled with love.
可是像野火一样会烧死人的,
but like a wild fire, it can indeed kill.
很多基督徒都是很有爱心的,
many Christians have love.
可是有的时候我们需要有见识,
but we need insight.
所以我们知道什么时候该怎么做,
so that we know what to do at the right time.
第三个祷告,
the third thing,
在第十节,
in verse 10,
他说, 我的祷告是使你们能够分别是非。
So my prayer for you is that you may be able to discern what is best.
如果你注意听英文的翻译的话, 英文翻译是说, 使你们能够追求或喜爱最好的。
In the Chinese version, it reads more like to be able to discern what is right from wrong, but in the English, it emphasizes what is best.
这是保罗的祷告。
This is the prayer of Paul.
我们大部分在选择对与错、好与坏当中，可能比较不会犯错。
Perhaps we won't make a big mistake when we're trying to decide what's right and what's wrong and what's good and what's bad.
但是我们未必选择最好的。
But perhaps we do not know how to choose the best.
这是保罗的祷告。
But this is the prayer of Paul.
要从选择对的，不要选择错的，进步到选择最好的。
To grow from deciding between right from wrong to choosing what is best.
有的时候会有点压力。
Sometimes there may be a pressure.
当很多时候，不管是我或者其他传道同工，我们在传讲信息的时候。
Sometimes when we preachers talk about God's message.
有时候好像给弟兄姊妹一些压力。
It seems like we are applying some pressure to all of you.
好像要再好一点，更好一点。
To become better and better.
但是的确，我们需要不断的成长。
But truly, we need to mature.
我还记得已经过世的严长老严开仁大夫。
I still remember our elder Peter Yan.
我刚到这个教会的时候，六年前。
When I first came to this church 6 years ago.
他就给我一个石头，叫做石阵，鸭子头的那个石阵。
He gave me this stone paperweight.
那个石头上面写了一句话。
On the stone were written some words.
中国人叫做更上一层楼。
In the Chinese, it says, "Go one level higher."
也就是说，虽然很好了，可以更好一点。
And that is, even though this is very good, we can do even better.
求神给我们这种属灵的分辨力。
So may God give us this spiritual discernment.
什么是上好的
？What is the best?
很多事情都很好。
Many things are very good.
什么是最好的？
But what is the best?
什么是很多东西都不错？
Many things are very good.
都有帮助。
They can be helpful.
但有什么是绝对不可少的？
But what is absolutely necessary?
教会越大，
especially as the church grows,
需要也越多。
The needs are numerous.
那因此很多人都会说，我们可不可以做到这个？我们可不可以做到那个？
So some will say, why don't we start this? Why don't we do that?
可是教会再大，我们人还是有限的。
But even the church grows bigger, there's limitations to what we can do.
我们的资源也是有限的。
Our resources are also limited.
所以这个选择的当中，就要选择什么是最好的。
So in our choice, we need discernment. What is the best?
什么是必不可缺少的
？What is absolutely necessary?
这种属灵的分辨力是我们需要求神赐给我们的。
And we need to ask God to give us that spiritual discernment.
第三个。
Certainly.
保罗的代祷在第十节的后半说，让你们能够做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
So that we can be pure and blameless until the day of Christ.
诚实无过。
Pure and blameless.
这个希腊文原来的字哈所代表的意思是这样。
The original Greek has the following meaning.
是说我们这个人好像是暴露在阳光之下的。
It's like we are in bright sunlight.
换句话说，保罗的祷告是盼望每一个基督徒他的生命是可以在阳光下被检验的。
In other words, Paul's prayer is that all Christians, their lives can be examined under bright sunlight.
什么叫诚实无过？
What does that mean to be pure and blameless?
英文提到 pure 是纯净的、纯洁的。
In English, we emphasize the pure.
那另外一个字 blameless 就是没有过失的
and blameless
换句话说在你的生活的每一个层面
in other words in all aspects of your life
每个地方
everywhere
不单单在教会
not only in church
在你的家里
in your homes
在你工作的地方
in your place of work
都是在阳光之下
you are under bright sunlight
就是在神的光照之下
Under the light of God.
多少的时候基督徒最大的危机是什么
？What is the greatest danger for Christians?
我们戴着一个面具。
We have a mask.
我们可能有好几个面具。
Or perhaps we should say we have several masks.
其中一个是礼拜天戴的。
One specially we use for Sunday.
礼拜天你看到我的时候格外的和蔼可亲。
When you see me on Sunday, I'm usually very kind.
一个大大的笑容。
I have a big smile.
头发衣服都特别好。
Everything the way I dress is perfect.
我们不但有 Sunday dress, 有 Sunday face.
So we have a Sunday dress and a Sunday face.
你没有见过他上班的时候那个嘴脸。
You've never seen him at work.
你没有看到他骂他的部署的时候那个嘴脸。
You have never seen him scolding his subordinates.
当然你也不会看到他对他老婆的那个嘴脸。
Of course, you've never seen him how he treats his wife.
那个有另外一个面具。
There's a different mask.
盼望我们的生活是诚实无过的。
But Paul prays that we can be pure and blameless.
就是我们的生命，我们的生活在每一个地方都是经得起阳光的照射和检验。
In other words, all aspects of our lives can be examined under bright sunlight.
最后
Lastly,
我们的生活里面满了仁义的果子。
That we will be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
这是第十一节所说的。
In verse 11.
所以我盼望我们的 Boston 教会将来会怎么样呢？
So what is my wish for our church in the future?
不仅是人数的增加。
Not only increase in numbers.
人数的增加所代表有更多的慕道朋友认识主。
Increase in numbers means more non-believers coming to know Christ.
当然这是我们的盼望。
Of course, that's one of our wish.
可是不仅仅如此。
But not only so.
盼望每一位弟兄姊妹，你的属灵生命能够更上一层楼。
It is my wish that all of us believers will go one level higher.
我们爱心更加增。
So that our love will abound.
而且是知道怎么样正确的来运用我们的爱心。
To know how to apply our loves correctly.
我们属灵的分辨力也能够提升。
So that we will increase in spiritual discernment.
所以我们知道什么是最好的，而且不可缺少的。
To know what is best and necessary.
让我们都能够过一个圣洁的生活。
So that we can lead a life of holiness.
无论在教会里。
Whether in church.
或者教会外。
Or out of church.
我们的生活，我们的生命是完全透亮的。
That our lives can be transparent.
让我们的生命最后见主面的时候
So that when we see the face of our Lord
我们的生命满了仁义的果子
That we can be filled with fruits of righteousness
盼望我们一起往这方向追求
May we all strive towards that direction
盼望有一天
Hopefully in one day
如果有一天我不在这个教会的时候
When I'm no longer here in this church
我想到 Boston 教会
When I think about you
或者那些已经离开我们的牧者
or for those pastors who are no longer with us
当他们想到或者别人提到 Boston 教会的时候
when they think about us and when they mention us towards others
不是提到那个在 Lexington 的很大的教会
they will not say oh that great church in Lexington
他们会说 oh 那个圣洁的教会
oh that church that holy church in Lexington
那个蛮有爱心的教会
That church in Lexington with love
盼望那是我们所追求的
May that be our goals for strive
我们祷告
Let us pray
主当我们来到你的面前的时候
Lord as we come before you
我们真是心里充满了感谢
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving
过去的三十二年
The past 32 years
你的恩典是数算不尽的
Your blessings are countless.
但是我们也知道一件事。
But we know one thing.
还有许多是我们还没有达到。
There are many other things that we have not achieved.
因此求你帮助我们。
So we ask you to help us.
让每一个人都能够在爱心上，在属灵的见识上都有长进。
So that we can increase in love as well as our spiritual discernment.
在我们的生命中。
In our lives.
让我们都能够过一个圣洁的生活。
That we can lead a life of holiness.
结出仁义的果子。
That we can be filled with fruits of righteousness.
好让将来有一天我们站立在你的台前的时候。
So that in that day when we stand before you,
我们能够欢欢喜喜地来朝见你。
We can come before you filled with joy.
我们将祷告奉靠救主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.